I want to read in 1 Samuel. Let's read a couple of verses. It's a well-known story in the Bible, David and Goliath. I'm pretty sure we've all heard it many, many times growing up. But I want to take a couple lessons that I've learned from a study in this account of David versus Goliath. I'm going to read 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 18. Then answered one of the servants and said, "Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing and a mighty valiant man and a man of war and prudent in matters and a comely person." And the last phrase here is what I'm trying to grab. "And the Lord is with him." Now we'll go over to 1 Samuel 17. And I'm not going to read the whole account. We know it fairly well, I'm sure. So David goes and he comes to the Valley of Elah, and he hears Goliath, and he is mocking the children of Israel. And David, he hears this, and he responds, verse 26, "David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, What shall be done to the man that killed this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" And then he's brought before Saul. Verse 32, "David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with the Philistine." And then verse 34, Saul says, "You know, you're just a boy." And Goliath's been fighting since he's been a young man. Verse 34, "David said to Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock, and I went after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said, Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." Saul said, "Go." And then we have David in verse 45. David says to Goliath, "Thou comest to me with a sword and a spear and a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of armies of Israel, whom you hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand." So a little while ago in Halifax, we were studying David's life. And as I studied David versus Goliath, I was impressed with David's relationship with God and how important it was in this interaction, David versus Goliath. And David's relationship with God had a significant impact on him and the people around him. And when we read this, we can see David's relationship with God, and it highlights the importance of our relationship with God. And we can take this and we can apply this to our own life. That is of utmost importance, our relationship with God. Now, just before we get into this, I want to take a moment and stop and think about this story. You know, sometimes we read these stories in the Old Testament, and we kind of forget that these really happened. These are real people that we read about. And these things really happened. David, in this story, how old do you think David was at this time? When he fights Goliath, how old do you think he was? You can shout it out, raise your hand, whatever. How old do you think he was? Just a random guess. 16? That's a good guess. Any other?
12?
17? Yeah, that's a pretty good guess. There are some varying, conflicting opinions on that. But he's probably between 13 and 19, most likely. Somewhere between 13 and 19. Raise your hand if you're between 13 and 19. Right? So, quite a few people here. So, This was a real teenager who had a real relationship with God. And he was only, 17 to 18, 19 maybe. And he had a real relationship with God, a deep relationship with God. And that is what we should have. Even as a teenager, we should be looking to have a relationship, a deep relationship with God. And David, he had this relationship with God, and this relationship with God prepared him for when he would face Goliath. But this preparation didn't start when he went into the Valley of Elah, when he went out to face Goliath. It didn't start there. It started well before that. We read that when David went out to face Goliath, he knew that God would deliver Goliath into his hand. He knew. David showed a great confidence in his God. And this was the result of a deep understanding of who God is and what he is capable of. And that came from a strong relationship with his God. But David's relationship with God didn't come by accident. It took work and time. And that's the same thing with us. If we want to have a deep, full relationship with God, it's going to take work, effort, and time. We don't get to live our lives how we want once we become a Christian. And sometimes as Christians, we can get caught in the trap of coasting and just going with the flow. And we fail to work on a relationship with God because we think our relationship with God is good enough. I think my relationship with God is pretty good. I don't need to work on that. And we just kind of coast through life. We don't worry about our relationship with God. And sometimes we do the bare minimum in order to appease our conscience. But we don't take the time to develop it. And it could be for a variety of reasons that we don't do this. Maybe we're afraid of what it will cost us. Maybe we are lazy. That's something Paul talks about in the New Testament. People are lazy, and so they don't develop their relationship with God. Maybe we don't make it a priority in our life. We need to make a priority. But as a Christian, we need to put in the effort and the time to develop our relationship with God. Because our relationship with God isn't a passive thing. It's an active thing. It's something that we need to participate in. We need to take the time and the energy to get to know God, to better understand more about Him, who He is, and what He has done for us. Now, when we're saved, we're brought into this relationship. We can call God our Father. He is a Father to us. And this is an amazing relationship that we are brought into. We read how Jesus is not ashamed to call us brothers and sisters. And we have this relationship with God. And I just want to pause for a moment and emphasize the fact that that relationship starts with salvation. If you are not saved, you do not have a relationship with God. If you are not saved, you cannot know Him as your Father. And that is where this relationship starts, through salvation, placing your faith in Him. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and what He has done. We heard a lot about that tonight. And that is where that relationship starts. So if you are not saved, you need to start with salvation if you want to have a relationship with God. But to those who are saved, we have this relationship. But we are expected to work on our relationship with God. Work to deepen it, to increase our knowledge of God. And this can't be a superficial relationship. It can't be something that's light and fluffy. Our relationship with God should get deeper and fuller as time passes. And again, that comes back to work, it's an effort, time. We have this in Scripture, Colossians, increase in the knowledge of God. 2 Peter, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hosea, I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. Micah 6, walk humbly with your God. And so through Scripture, we have God telling us that we are to work towards our relationship with Him, to work in our relationship, to deepen it. But how do I deepen my relationship with God? There's another question for you. How do I develop a relationship with somebody else? Throwing it out there. What can I do to develop a relationship with someone else? Say my wife or a friend. How do I develop that relationship? Is there something that I can do?
Talking?
Spend time. Yes. Spend time. That is how we develop a relationship with God, by spending time with Him. So ask yourself, have I spent time with God today? Have I spent time with God this week? We should be asking ourselves that. Have I spent time with God? Or have I gone the whole week, and all of a sudden Saturday night, Sunday morning, and I realize the whole week has gone by, and I haven't spent meaningful time with God? You know, sometimes we can read and pray, and we can, you know, check it off the list, and we get into a habit, and that habit, reading your Bible, getting a habit of reading your Bible is a good thing. But if we just do it to check it off and don't spend time with God, that's not enough. You know, our lives, they fill up quick. There's so many things that fill our lives, that take our attention. And sometimes we put all of our time and effort into all these other things, and then we leave God with the scraps. But He should be a priority. And we cannot cultivate a deep relationship with God by giving Him the scraps. We do it by making it a priority and spending the time with God. I have four things that will help us to spend time with God, to develop our relationship with Him. One is His Word, and we heard a lot about that today. Spending time in the Word of God. And not just reading it to check it off. Think about it. Read His Word and think about it. Meditate. Be like Mary and weigh and ponder the Word of God. Consider it. Spend time thinking about the Word of God as you're reading it. Prayer. Talking to God. We pray to our Father, and sometimes we, you know, thank you for the day and help me through the day, and thank you for the food, and you know, we just rattle off some prayers. We don't really stop and think about what we're saying. Think about what you're saying. You know, God wants us to think about when we're talking to Him, and He wants us to come to Him and to be meaningful in our prayer, purposeful. Third thing, time alone with God. And I find this might be the hardest one to do. Time alone with God. It's relatively easy to find time to read and to pray, but to take time to be with God. We see in His Word, be still and know that I am God. Take away all the technology, to get rid of the music. And sometimes we need to get away from other people and be alone with God. I think of Elijah. And after he calls down fire and for the sacrifice, and he defeats the prophets of Baal, he goes running because Jezebel says she was going to kill him. And he goes to the cave, and Lord brings whirlwind and earthquake and fire. But God wasn't in those things. But then there was a still, small voice. And that was God. And we hear that still, small voice when we spend time alone with God. And then the fourth thing, the challenges, trials, and experiences that God brings into our life. And we can see evidence of David doing this in his life. He developed his relationship with God this way. He spent time in the Word of God. And he spent time in prayer, time alone with God. And he had the opportunity because he was out in the pasture tending to the sheep. And he was alone. And he could have spent that time, you know, he had just been anointed king. And he could have spent the time moping and grumbling and complaining. But no, he used that time to develop his relationship with God. And we can see that in how he responds to Saul. He says, "When I was tending the sheep, a lion and a bear came. And God delivered me out of their paw. He gave me the strength to cut down the bear and the lion." And that is like a trial that came into his life. And he saw this as an opportunity to develop his relationship with God. He could have seen the lion and the bear and maybe looked the other way. I doubt there was anybody else there watching at David as he watched over the sheep. And he could have seen that lion and that bear and looked the other way. Because, you know, lion and a bear, they're pretty scary. I've been in the woods with bears, and I had a gun with me, and I was still nervous. But David, he used that opportunity to exercise faith in God. See, David, he knew that God was all-powerful and that God would help him. He heard the stories of the children of Israel going through the wilderness. So he knew that God was all-powerful and was able to save, but he experienced it through that trial. And that worked to deepen David's relationship with God. And so when he came to Goliath, he had that relationship deepened. He knew God was able because he experienced it. And that's something that we should take hold of for ourselves. When we get to trials and difficult situations in life, difficult experiences, even as a teenager, God wants us to turn to him. And we know that God is able. That God is able to save. And God is able to take care of us. But our relationship with him deepens when we actually put our faith in him and allow him to work in that situation. And this could be a situation as simple as losing your wallet, or something as big as losing your job, or even greater, maybe you lose someone that you care about. Whatever the situation, we can turn to God and he cares, no matter what. And so David, he developed this relationship with God, and it prepared him for Goliath and really what came after Goliath. And us too, we can develop our relationship with God. And this will prepare us for life. It will prepare us not just for figuratively facing Goliath, but for everything in our life. Every situation, not just the difficult times, but the good times too. We are to look to God for help in every time. And that relationship with God that we spend time to develop, that will prepare us and help us in that situation, no matter what. And I just want to end with one last thought. So this relationship with God preparing us for life, that's just one aspect or one reason that developing a relationship with God is so important. And there's many, many different ways that it's important. And it will impact our lives. But one other way that I just want to end with is a deep and full relationship with God means we'll be willing to let him use us as he sees fit. That's one thing that we should desire as Christians, is to be used by God, to serve him. But that takes deep and full relationship with God. And as we deepen our relationship with God, spend time with him, and understand more about him, and know him, it's going to motivate us to serve him. Because we'll understand the greatness of who he is and what he has given us. He has given us everything. And we didn't deserve anything. And we will understand more and more about that as we develop our relationship with God. And that's going to motivate us to serve him. The deeper our relationship with God, the more we realize that he is worth it. The more we realize that he is worthy. And he is worthy of our sacrifice. He is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of us placing his wants above our own. So just as I close, how is our relationship with God? How is your relationship with God? And David, he was a teenager, and there's a lot of teenagers here tonight. And it's never too early to develop your relationship with God. It's never too early. It's never too late either. For those who aren't teenagers, God wants us to develop this relationship with him, to learn more about him, to understand who he is, to know him. And so, are we willing to sacrifice the time, the energy, the effort to get to know God, to understand more about him? Because it is so important in our Christian lives to know our God. You want me to give thanks for the food? Our Father, we give thanks for your greatness. We give thanks for who you are. And we give thanks that you want to have a relationship with us. You desire a relationship with us. And you sent your Son to make this possible. Father, we give thanks that we can be brought into this through your Son. And we pray that we would make it a priority in our lives. Father, we give thanks for this weekend. We give thanks for the spiritual food that we have heard. And we will hear tomorrow. We give thanks for the physical food tonight. We pray that you would use your word in this conference to change our lives, that we might serve you. We give thanks for your Son. We pray in his name. Amen.